This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. If you love the show, share it with your friends on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get your podcasts. And now, time for Chattering Class, in which we're schooled by an expert in some party-worthy topic. Mm. The topic today, the creator of Wonder Woman, William Marston. And our teacher is indie filmmaker Angela Robinson.
That's right. Her new biopic is called Professor Marston and the Wonder Women, and it tells the unconventional life story of Marston, who in the 1920s, before creating one of the most famous comic book heroes ever, was a Harvard psychology professor, an inventor, a feminist, and with his equally brilliant wife Elizabeth, lived in a polyamorous relationship with one of his students, Olive Byrne. Mm-hmm. I first asked Angela how she heard about the story.
I'd kind of always been a Wonder Woman fan. I was trying to remember my first inkling of Wonder Woman. I think I may have had a lunchbox with Wonder Woman on it. And I directed my first feature. And a friend of mine who was in the movie knew about my fandom. So she bought me a book on the history of Wonder Woman as a wrap gift. And then I kind of stumbled on this chapter about the Marstons and Olive Byrne. And it just blew my mind. I got super obsessed with it.
And now why? Because there's about 50 different reasons why one could become obsessed with it. Certainly as a filmmaker, it's like, oh my God, how has this never been made into a movie?
Yeah.
But something about the story that grabbed you?
I mean, everything from that Marston, with Olive and Elizabeth's help, created the lie detector test, that he had all these philosophies about human behavior and feminism and sexuality, and he lived in a polyamorous relationship.
By the way, he lived in a polyamorous.
I by
like how
way,
you just tossed that in at the end.
It was just, there was so much in the story.
Let's talk about the latter of those.
You want to skip straight?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the center of your film.
Sure,
so I feel like
that
that's important.
That's absolutely true.
One of the things that really struck me in the movie is almost their naivete. When they decide that they're going to have this three-way relationship, mm-hmm. they seem flabbergasted by the fact that they're immediately found out and that society rejects them. These are Harvard academics.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't occur to them that maybe it would be difficult to live their lives this way.
I mean, I think that's what was one of the things that I found really extraordinary about Marston, is that he was a dreamer. If you read his writings and stuff, he's very enthusiastic and almost naive about all of his ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's
and
like,
that,
why not?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, he wrote this book called The Emotions of Normal People. And the first line of it is, are you normal? And it's like 500 pages basically defending why he's normal and his theories about sex and sexuality and human behavior are normal. And that you're the one who's not.
It occurred to me as I was watching the film how unbelievably truthful all of the characters are to each other. From very casual things like he'll say about his wife during casual conversation with someone they've basically just met, oh, she's a neurotic compulsive. And the wife just kind of cheerfully nods her head.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, all of them admitting to these very edgy sexual desires with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it did make me start thinking about all the ways that we don't entirely tell the truth in lots of different ways in our relationships. While you were making this movie, did that have an impact on you? Did you find yourself maybe trying to live a more truthful?
Huh, that's so interesting. A couple of things. They were psychologists, and psychology was super new. Like, part of their training in early psychology was to almost analyze minute by minute how they were feeling.
Mm.
They were really their entire lives trying to get at the truth of how they were feeling and being honest and naming what they were feeling. So it was interesting to approach characters like that. Did it have an effect on me? I did realize how easily and often you lie all the time about everything. Yeah. And I got really into Marston's main theory called DISC theory. It stands for dominance, inducement, submission, and compliance. Kind of in a nutshell, we kind of came to the grand conclusion that men were inherently violent and anarchistic and women were inherently loving and nurturing. So the path to peace on the planet was to let women be in charge.
Pretty progressive idea at the time.
Yeah, pretty progressive idea at the time. But then he also was like, men will never give up their power voluntarily. But he noticed that men would do anything for a woman if they were madly in love with her. Mm. So he basically wanted to kind of create strategies for women to learn how to manipulate what he called their captivation emotion, like whatever this quality was that would make men do anything.
It's amazing. It's simultaneously very progressive and very regressive.
Totally. Like simultaneously within the same, like all of his ideas within the same moment, you're just like, okay, I was with you. And then it kind of doubles back on itself. So he wanted to kind of train men and boys to like love and respect powerful women, but he really kind of wanted women to kind of harness their allure and their sexual power to make it pleasurable for men to submit to them. So I structured all the scenes around either dominance, inducement, submission, or compliance. And I started seeing it in every interaction. His big point is that it takes place everywhere between like the police and perpetrators or
this
teachers.
Kind of, this disc
disc theory. I mean, that in everything we do, we are either dominating or submitting or inducing people or making them comply. And I started totally seeing that everywhere I went. But the way to do things is to induce people. People have to want to do what you want them to do. Mm-hmm. If you just try to make people do stuff, they'll rebel and that causes crime and mm-hmm. resentment. But if they want to do what you want them to do, then that's a kind of state of perfect happiness.
I can see how that would be a state of happiness. You can also see where it could be a state of total fascism, where you lead a bunch of people to do horrible things because you appeal to something that is seductive.
It's interesting because he was about happiness. Not necessarily goodness or badness, just happiness. Just you be most happy if you are in a state of loving submission to something.
So obviously you've got this very heady, very sociological, intimate movie. But meanwhile, at some point during the making of this film, you must have been aware that there was this big blockbuster Wonder Woman movie also coming down the pike. Tell me about making your film knowing that that movie was coming as well.
I think there was a convergence of Wonder Woman-ness, kind of. There was, no, I mean, like, I started writing it because I was so annoyed that there had been multiple Superman reboots and multiple Batman.
And no Wonder Woman.
I was like, how many times do we have to see Bruce Wayne's, like, parents killed in an alley? Like, over and over. Come on, you know? And you go anywhere in the world, you say, who are the top three superheroes? It'd still be Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman. And I was just very frustrated that there wasn't. So I started to kind of explore the Marston's life.
What did you think of the Wonder Woman movie when it finally came out? Did you see it?
It was exhilarating because on the one hand, I've talked to other people and they were like, yeah, I was crying through Wonder Woman at like weird points because you realize you've never seen it before. You've never seen that much heroism and screen time and budget and treatment. But it was also incredibly sad because you were like, why have we never seen this before? Mm-hmm. Like, it's 2017. And there's a lot of moments in my film where it resonates a lot because they were very political people, the Marstons and Olive Byrne, and they kind of came out of this moment of feminism. And they had a lot of hope about how around the corner we were going to get a female president and, like, you know, in no time flat. And then you just really realize how little has changed.
Angela Robinson, her new movie is called Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. It's in theaters now.